It was cold and wet. The sky was black, still hours from our home. Dropped off some freight in another state. The wind cut through my soul. The rain began. It was pounding hard as I climbed into the plane. I looked into that void above. I thought, this is insane. Well, I've fired that Baron up like I'd done so many times before. I was cleared to go down that foggy strip. I could still hear the engines roar. I pulled a gear at 50 feet where everything went black. The runway lights just disappeared and I knew there's no turning back. Feeling from deep inside me warned, beware, something's not quite right. The fuel I had would get me home with reserves I felt would suit. Till a voice called from within my radio, there's an amendment to it. Well, they turned me 90 right from the heading that would take me home. At 9,000 feet, there was not a single light from the sky or the ground below. But what lie ahead, I'll never forget as the plane began to shake. And my heart was racing wildly. I was sure the wings would break. With the power back and the nose pitched down, you should have seen the VSI. 3,000 feet per minute up, and the airspeed was near red line. The lightning flashed and I could hear a crack, and it scared me half to death. I guess you probably know what I was saying beneath my breath. A couple of minutes seemed like hours till I reached the other side. I thought it some kind of a miracle to be in one piece and still be alive. Such a storm no man should see and ever live to tell. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, it was like a plane ride straight through hell. See, get-home-itis can kill you, so heed this warning when you fly. Stay away from old complacency, stay alert, stay alive.